Hello, Gorge. Sorry that was a bit delayed.
Welcome to the podcast, Grace. This is a podcast about nothing. Oh, wait. How does this go? This is sometimes funny, always awkward. It's a podcast about nothing and everything, especially being a hot fucking mess because we are messes.
Whoa.
I'm Maddie. And
show off your coffee
Grace.
Stain, Maddie.
I know. I was
really aggressive.
Thank you. I'm wearing a white shirt. I never wear white and I've stained it.
Do you remember we just came back from some massive long break that we'd had.
Yeah.
And it was like our first day back recording. Everything was really exciting. And I was wearing a white shirt and I bought a bacon and egg roll.
Yes, and the yolk.
Bit into the yolk and it exploded. So I look at that little coffee stain and think, she's got nothing
she's
on
nothing.
Mine.
I can cover this up with my hair.
Yeah, you did a good job of it.
Yeah.
I also think you can own it, you know?
Thank you.
A little bit of coffee. You love coffee.
I'm such a coffee fiend. Yeah. I've actually had to buy decaf coffee pods.
It's kind of like fine. I drink a lot of decaf coffee.
Yeah. No, it's because I just drink it so much, not because I need the caffeine, because it's a habit and I just love it. I love having a hot drink and I can't get behind tea. I need to get behind tea.
You need to get behind tea.
I need to get behind tea.
Tea is so nice.
But also because it's like if I'm having that many drinks, if I could have a peppermint tea, like that's hydrating. It's good for you.
Yeah, and it still has caffeine in it.
Yeah, but a smaller amount.
Yeah, yeah. But like you can still get a little bit of a hit, you know?
Yeah.
I love a peppermint tea.
I love a peppermint tea too, but I'm just like I'd prefer a coffee. And then recently I've been on a hot chocolate train at night.
Do you put sugar in your coffee?
No.
Okay, because T2 does this really nice black tea.
Ooh.
Melbourne breakfast, but it's very sweet.
Melbourne breakfast.
Yeah. So, because black tea is quite, bitter, right? Mm. And then you add milk to, soften it up.
Mm.
This is quite sweet. So if you don't like coffee, if you don't like sugar in your coffee, it might be too sweet for you.
Yeah.
But if you're not liking tea because you don't like the flavour, Melbourne bitter is really relaxed.
It's not that I don't like the flavour. It's not what I want to go for. Like when I'm craving a hot drink, I want a coffee.
Mm-mm.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I can't relate.
It's an addiction.
Yeah.
I'm addicted. But speaking of Melbourne.
Yeah.
I was in Melbourne.
You were in Melbourne for a week.
I was in Melbourne for 10 days. I was there for a long time.
Yeah.
It was a long trip.
In a beautiful hotel.
How stunning was that hotel?
Sydney and I were talking a lot about that hotel.
Oh, what other things were you saying?
Well, we can't tell you everything we were talking about. No, but we were discussing how beautiful the hotel looked.
And lovely.
The restaurant looked gorgeous and where you were getting coffee from.
In the mornings, it was gorgeous.
It was a full service hotel. You wouldn't have to leave if you didn't have to.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Wow.
It was
I've never stayed at somewhere like
the
that.
The hotel was called Le Meridien and it was on Bourke Street right near Parliament House. So it was
beautiful.
South Melbourne, is that what that is? I don't know.
No.
But it's in the CBD.
It's still in the free zone, right?
And
I
and I, but I walked everywhere because it'd be funny. I'd look at the place where I was going and it was by tram it would take 20 minutes. On foot it would take 20 minutes. I'm like, well, I'm just gonna walk.
Because this is my issue with Melbourne public transport. It is good. They have so many modes of transport.
It's just not fast.
It's not fast. It's also grid, right?
Yes.
So if you... there's certain places that you want to get to from certain places that's so easy and so quick. But if you want to get to the middle of a grid, you're fucked.
Yes.
You've got to take three different
and then
modes
walk.
Of transport. Yep. And I'm like, this doesn't make sense to me.
I found myself walking a lot though. Mm. But that's just because I had a lot of time to get to all these places. But they put on a great show for me. I saw so many things.
Mm.
I experienced it was just crazy how jam-packed it was. And I was offered a plus one to go. So I went with Visit Victoria or Visit Melbourne to promote Melbourne tourism.
Yeah.
And I want to move there. I was already thinking about it. I was already talking about it. And then this campaign came up and I was like, perfect. And I got to live there for 10 days and I was like, fuck yeah.
Melbourne, I think, really aligns with the kind of lifestyle that you want.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anti-beach. Yes.
Yeah. No, and lots of restaurant culture, cafe culture.
Cafes, art culture.
It's beautiful. I saw that you went to NGA. How beautiful is that?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah,
really, really nice. It was so nice. I also saw the Loom as well, which was it's the biggest digital gallery in the world.
Oh.
And it was a Da Vinci exhibition. So they have it all kind of displayed
on the
walls. Was
this in Federation, the place next to Federation Square?
No. Yeah. No, that's NGA.
No, NGA is not near Federation.
It's down near Port Melbourne.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Down
that's
there.
Right. Yeah.
It was stunning.
Beautiful.
So stunning. That's when I did that VR experience, though. That was embarrassing.
It's hard to film VR and yeah. not look like an idiot.
Well, it was funny because I was going to these events and they'd like booked me in. Mm. When I arrived at the Loom in particular, like this girl was there and she was like, hi, like let's put on the best show. So she'd booked like a place at the cafe and put like a tab down for me and then booked in the VR experience. And I didn't actually end up eating because I had reservations for lunch elsewhere. So I was like, oh, thank you. I'll just have a coffee. She's like, I've booked you in for the VR experience because she obviously wanted me to have the whole experience. And I didn't know how to say like, no, thank you. I don't want to do it. But I had to. So I had to do the experience.
VR is so weird.
Oh, it was, yeah.
I put on goggles once for it. And I don't know. It was something that my dad gave me. And the only thing that he could show me was like, this roller coaster where there's a bunch of dinosaurs.
Oh.
And I was like, this is cool, but it's kind of weird. And I was in an office chair that could move backwards. And so like I was like rocking to make it more fun. And then I got a bit scared.
I'm not into it. I'm not into it.
I'm too deep in this world.
No. Oh my God. Ah, I'm gonna get stuck. No, I kept going. I like crashed and then I like tried to take the goggles off and the woman who was like doing the whole experience, she's like, no, you have more time. And I'm like, no I'm done. I'm one out. Yeah, but Melbourne, I've fallen in love with you. You're gorgeous and I want to move there. But one of the girls who was like part of the campaign was like, just spend a week here in winter and then make up your mind.
Oh, you'll be fine in their winter.
Yeah?
Like, it's cold, but it's fine.
I do like cold weather.
They get Arctic winds.
Ooh, how special.
Yeah. So it is cold.
Yeah.
But, like, it's still Australia.
And it's fine.
It's not Tasmania.
I like winter. It got a little bit cooler here in Sydney last week, and I was loving it. And
yeah.
We had a lot of rain.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
That's the one thing that would irk me about Melbourne.
It's rainy.
Lots of rain.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
The only thing about that is having a dog, because it was a bit of an issue with walking him when it rained here.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my update from the week.
Anywho, did you make any friends?
I actually did.
I'm trying to do a segment here.
Oh, yeah.
That was my little...
I did make some friends. I did.
Yeah.
Well, I reconnected with some other content creators who I had met before at other events, but I actually got to hang out with them. So I hung out with Brad Canning. He does a lot of plant and homewares content.
Gorge.
Go follow him. Esme James, who I
Oh, yeah, we love Esme.
We've had her on the pod before. She does Kinky History.
Yeah.
Love her.
Got to go to Splendor with her. She was great.
That's true. Yeah. I forgot about that. Because I'd had her on the pod when you were on maternity leave.
Yeah.
I hung out with Adele Marie. Which actually was really lovely to hang out with her because we have a lot in common. We're both 30, we're both very single, and we're both content creators.
Yeah.
And then I also hung out with Dr. Matt Agnew.
Oh, yes.
Former bachelor.
You really were a bit of a celebrity slut.
I was. Like, ooh, the famous people. Oh. And 100% that Tim lives in Melbourne. He moved
Does
there,
he?
And he messaged me, and I was like, oh, I wish I hung out with you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
I love him.
I have a virtual relationship with
him. But he just moved there, so I'm going to move there, and I'm going to be best friends with him.
Yeah.
I've decided.
Good.
Manifesting it. But on friendships,
yes.
We are talking about friendships today. Before I move into Tell Me About It, the reason why I thought we should do this episode is because a couple of Mondays ago we did the cake friendship story.
Yes.
The wedding cake friendship story.
Got a lot of feedback.
It did. Well, we got a update.
Oh.
So I thought I would read out the update.
Slay.
Hi, Maddie and Grace. Oh my gosh, can you imagine my face when I'm driving along listening to this week's episode and I'm like, oh my God, wait, that's my story. Context. If you missed that episode, I can't remember which episode it was.
I think it only got released like a week ago.
Yeah, and it's about a friend. So she's a baker and her boyfriend's best friend's fiance refused to let her make her wedding cakes.
Yep. And was lying about it.
And we were like, and our friend who's emailed us again has said, am I toxic for cutting her out? We said yes.
Yes.
But anyway, update. Me and the now married girl are no longer friends.
Mm-hmm.
It was not nasty or anything, but we just didn't put in the effort and naturally we drifted apart. Our partners are still friends and see each other, but we haven't done anything as a foursome since they got engaged. I kept quiet and was internally upset about the whole ordeal. And after attending the wedding, no thanks was given to me from the bride or her partner.
Ooh.
But they didn't. What do you mean? As in like no thank you card was sent?
Yeah, or maybe they didn't go up to her and talk to her at the wedding.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Weddings are busy and heaps of people to thank, et cetera.
On the night they didn't say anything to her.
She made those very Insta TikTok videos of the wedding where people put the glasses on and pose, and my partner and two other friends who we attended the wedding with were the only ones who weren't in it.
Oh.
So she didn't include her in the wedding video. Maddie, you may have toxic thoughts, but girl, I'm with you, because I was saying you should just succeed silently. And then when she comes to you for the third wedding cake, you can just say no. That's my cake so business is thriving.
My God.
And I've been signed with two of the biggest wedding companies in Queensland, with over 15 venues now showcasing my wedding cakes. And I'm making almost two wedding cakes every week from my little home kitchen. Amongst that, I have recently launched my own cake decorating classes. You may ask what the correlation is here. Well, after months and months of ghosting, she finally responds to one of my posts about the cake decorating classes and says, "So proud of you. So great to be a part of your journey."
No, because this is so real. Snaps for you. Like, you're killing it.
Yeah.
Obviously, you would have a lot of experience with this, Maddie.
Mm.
I am by no means, like, a celebrity, an influencer.
Have you had experience with this?
When we first started the podcast.
Really?
It was very interesting, the random people that reached out.
Mm.
And the most interesting was my friend lived in a house and I was always going there all the time, and I made friends with his roommates. They were lovely people, and would see them, would hang out with them. But then once my friend moved out of that place, never saw the roommates again. If I saw them on the street, I'd say like, hello.
Yeah.
And then it had been like years since I'd spoken to this person. And then she messaged me out of the blue. She's like, oh my God, congratulations. I was like stoked when I saw your face. And I was like,
shut the fuck up.
Where do you think this is going to go? Mm. Like, do you think we didn't even follow each other on Instagram?
No, I know. It's happened.
It's just strange.
It is. It's happened to me a lot. I had a girl who I went to high school and dancing with. Like, I danced with her.
Is this the sock girl?
Yeah. But she also launched a gym.
Oh, okay.
And wanted me to come train at her gym.
Yeah.
Because, like, they just want me to, like, promote them now. And, like.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's a real thing. It's very funny.
Yeah.
And because everyone loves being attached to something. That's the Australian dream.
It is.
The Australian dream isn't to be famous. It's to know someone famous and then turn around and be like, they're actually a dick.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you reckon, like, that tall poppy?
Oh, yeah. No, but I find the words, and especially with this update here, saying I'm proud of you, I hate that, because it means that you have some kind of claim over my hard work.
Yep. You haven't been on this journey.
No.
Yeah, you're not my mom. You're not my dad.
But yeah, we love that for you.
I'm very happy.
Slay.
You deserve to feel good about your success.
Yeah.
And rub it in her face, in your mind.
Yeah. You don't have to rub it in her face.
No,
she can,
like,
see it.
And that's
the best part.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are talking about friendship breakups because I was inspired by your story. And we've done this episode before for Tell Me About It, which is a segment where we do a call out. We ask the hotties to tell us about something. And this week I asked them to tell me about their friendship breakups or why they stopped being friends with people.
Mm.
And I have to give you some feedback, hotties. I love you. But a lot of your stories were boring.
Oh, I thought they were going to be like really long and convoluted.
No, they were just generic.
Oh, okay.
Do you know how many people I just had? It was one-sided, or she didn't put any effort in, or we just drifted apart.
Yeah.
I don't want that shit. Like, I get it. That's valid. I'm sorry. I'm being very...
No, but the last time we did this episode, there was a story that stuck with me. I think it, like, kind of blew up online.
Yeah.
The woman who was friends with the person that was making cookies out of her period blood.
Oh, yay.
And that was very dividing.
Yeah.
Over whether or not you would stop being friends with them.
No, wasn't it putting blood in plants as fertilizer?
Oh, in plants. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
In cookies?
I'd still be friends with them.
Because you just would do it for the plot.
Yeah, I do like my friends a little crazy.
Yeah.
There's something really fun. There's really, really fun about having those, like, weird people in your life, and they'll call you up and be, like, telling you the most fucked things.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting in your car, like... Like, you love them. Obviously, you love them.
But
and, like,
you're here for the drama as well.
Yeah, I'm here for the drama.
Yeah, guess what this person just did?
Sometimes I get some really wild stories.
Well, it keeps it interesting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm not.
Living vicariously through your weird friends.
They'll, like, tell me this 30-minute breakdown of all these fucked things that are happening, and then they'll be like, hello, what's happening with you? I'll be like, well, I got a sleep mask.
That actually is really exciting, though, Grace. I'm really happy for you.
It's not
boring.
It's not like I was in a car chase with the police for 3 days.
You have had friends?
No, I made that up.
Okay. Anyway. anyway, the reason I'm giving you that feedback is I had to do a lot of work,
a lot of digging.
A lot of digging to find some good specific answers. So if you are a person who is replying to my story, I need specific niche answers.
Lie. Last episode we were going off at someone for potentially lying, and now we're like, man,
make it interesting for us. We need good content. I don't know, maybe I'm mad at you because I'm on my period. It was the day before my period and I was like, what the fuck is this shit, Jessica?
I remember in like high school there was like these two friends of mine that were having a fight, and then this other friend of mine and I got into an argument about it on whose side we should be, and we stopped being friends.
Yeah, petty. Well, that's the thing with friendship breakups, like you have nothing keeping you, like, it's not like it's your family. Like, you know, it's your family, you've got to sort it out. I mean, you don't have to, but there's like a bit more of a pull to sort out your issues.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But if it's someone who you're not related to, it's like, girl, bye.
And as you get older, well, I can't be bothered.
No, I cut people out all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's hear some other bitchy things.
Yeah.
Okay. I have quite a few, so I'm going to.
So you did good digging.
I did good digging. All right. I did spend some time on it. This is why I didn't prepare anything else. I only prepared these. Anyway, this is funny, and I wonder what you think of it. Mm. Reasons we broke up with people. She always required that I got her son a gift. I don't have a kid. It's not fair. Is that a valid reason to not be friends with someone anymore? Can't you just say, I don't want to buy your son a gift?
Yeah, I mean, if it's that big of a deal. I went to a third birthday party on the weekend.
Yeah.
I bought a sticker book. Like,
nice.
Do you know what I mean? You don't have to get, if she's expecting like this elaborate gift,
yeah.
Sure, get fucked.
Yeah.
But I don't think that you need to spend more than like $10 on a
birthday present. Yeah, true. On a child, especially.
I really don't think it's a big deal.
My sister's having a real problem at the moment because her sister-in-law has a baby and her in-laws are requiring that she and her husband, so Shanae and Taylor, have to buy the baby a gift for like every major event, including Easter.
No.
And Shanae's like, what? No, I never got fucking gifts for Easter.
No.
I'll buy him a $5 egg and that's it.
Even that's a bit rich.
But he's too young. He's too young to even eat chocolate. He's a baby.
I didn't buy my siblings presents until they were old enough to remember.
Yeah.
I was like, sorry, you're four? No, you haven't made the cut yet.
Not yet. So what age was that?
It was about six.
Okay. Yeah. And now you're great.
But I also like, Frank just had his first birthday and this was like a dual thing. I said I only wanted books. Like to people that asked, they were like, oh, like what should we get him? I'd be like, oh, just get him a book. Like,
I think I did get him a book.
Yeah. Because
and some
like,
other things.
One, you can get books really cheap. Mm. It can be a secondhand book. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Or two, I don't want shit.
Well, yeah. Because you already have it. And if you receive it every birthday and Christmas, you're going to have much crap.
And, like, I have a friend who has two children. And so she's done two invitations for her children's birthdays. And she always says, I don't want a present.
Mm.
Bring a plate of food.
Nice.
And if you do really want to get a present, it needs to be an op shop find. Because she also is, like, so sick of all the stuff that she has.
That's really great.
And I think, I don't know. I don't have enough context. But if the woman that's asking for a present is asking for something really elaborate, I would cut her out.
Yeah.
I think that's tacky.
Yeah.
And unnecessary.
But if it's just like a...
If she's just saying like...
If you feel obligated.
Like if someone got upset with me when they were like, oh my God, I have to buy a present when I said bring a book, I'd be like,
yeah,
get over yourself.
Yeah. I did. Reading through these was quite interesting though, because some people can be really fucked and have really high expectations. So like it kind of like if that's the reason why you had to cut someone out, it kind of sounds like she would be asking that.
Yeah, if it's high expect, I would also cut someone out if they were asking for elaborate gifts for themselves. Yeah.
Like I mean, it came up a lot, and I didn't write it down. But the amount of people that had friendships break up over weddings and the expectations of a wedding, and this comes up every time we do this episode.
Yeah, it does.
Weddings fucking break friendships.
Yeah. Yeah.
The bridezilla will come out and then you're like, wow, who is this person? We can't be friends.
Yeah. Harsh. I always see like perfectly manicured weddings now.
Yeah.
And I just think of them in such disdain.
No,
I'm like, what's happening behind the scenes?
Yeah. And how much did you spend? Actually, I should bring up a bridesmaid one just because we are on that topic already.
Yeah.
I said I couldn't afford to be a bridesmaid. She came to my house and stared me down in silence in my living room and then went home. She then sent me a nasty email, including saying that her pics will be uneven now. Brides.
Get over yourself.
Nah. So she cut her out.
Do you know how, how hard it would be to look someone in the eye and say,
I can't afford it?
Yeah. Like that takes so much courage.
Being a bridesmaid is so expensive.
Yeah.
It's so expensive. And it's not even for your day.
I also, like, this is kind of off topic, but, like, speaking of bridezillas, I now do, like, an internal tally of how many times people will post about their wedding after it.
We've talked about this before, but like somebody's birthday, and it's like, let me post a photo of my wedding. I'm in a bridal gown, but then my friend's there next to me.
No, it's actually crazy. And like, yeah, someone pointed it out online and we started discussing it, but it's in the back of my mind now.
Yeah.
And it's insane. There's this one girl that I follow and like she's in double digits and she's only had the wedding like a few months ago.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, in fairness, like, people keep sharing her wedding. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, beautifully crafted. But whoever she's, like, hired keeps reposting the wedding and then she can repost it. And it's like, ooh.
Although, to play devil's advocate, it's kind of a shame to have, like, a wedding day and then only being able to share the photos that one time.
Absolutely. Why put all the effort in?
Yeah.
Don't have the wedding day.
I kind of get it. Mm. Back to friendships. Mm-mm-mm. He faked having cancer. I caught him out when I tried to deliver flowers to a non-existent hospital room.
Well, maybe it's very salt burn energy.
Maybe I haven't seen it yet. Oh, okay. I know I'm terrible, but I think he was trying to end the friendship first, babe.
He's trying to get out. This is like the modern version of I'm moving to Yemen.
Yeah. I have cancer.
I feel like also I've seen a TikTok about this, that everyone has the same experience of having that friend that was like a liar and a stealer.
Yeah.
That would just always steal from you and lie from you.
Yeah. Or like people who just like really embellish their stories.
Yeah.
Like our story on Monday's episode. Kaya Gerber.
There was a girl in my high school when we were like 13 and the things that came out of this girl's mouth. She, like, with a straight face once told me and another person that her dad tried to kill her mum while her mum was pregnant with us and stabbed her mum with scissors trying to kill her, like, self, like, trying to kill
the baby.
The baby, which is her. But it didn't work and, like, the mum recovered and rah, rah. And at the time I didn't put it all together, but later on I watched a movie called Taken with Angelina Jolie and it's the exact same
thing. She watches a movie and she's like, that happened to me.
It's like, she stole it from a movie.
Original with her lies.
I know, I didn't believe it when I was 13, but I was like, that's like a wild story to come up with. Like, God, very imaginative. Mm. No, she obviously just watched Taken. Great movie.
I haven't seen that either. Okay, Taken.
Would recommend. All right. It's got a great killing a baby scene.
Oh, yeah. Wow. No, but the compulsive liars, there's this deeper trauma there.
Yeah,
they just need attention.
Surely.
You know, they weren't loved as a child, clearly.
Well, she was murdered.
Exactly. Okay, back to friendships.
Sorry.
They owed me $20 and decided to block me everywhere instead. Wow. Nah, you're not getting your money back.
Sounds like that was pre-planned.
Yeah. Hmm. Back on weddings, she scolded me for months because my appendix burst on her wedding weekend. Well, how dare you?
Get it together.
I know. Almost died, but wow.
I actually think I would love that drama on my wedding.
The appendix bursting?
I think a little bit.
Or like hating someone for not being there?
No, the appendix bursting.
No, but then the attention's not on you.
No, but I also love a good story.
Oh, okay.
And I think that would just fulfill me. But for the rest of my life, I could be like, oh my God, someone almost died.
Yeah.
It's because they saw my dress.
Had a heart attack.
But yeah, I think I would like, okay. I'd like the drama.
Yeah, but then they cut her out.
Yeah, obviously we have different priorities in life.
That happens so many stories about fucking brides cutting people out.
It's so awkward as well. Like, imagine looking at those photos and being like, don't talk to them, don't talk to them, don't talk to them.
Next one. Do you know what this word means? Gyat? G-Y-A-T-T. I think it means ass. It's all over TikTok. I'm too old to know.
Yeah, I got nothing.
I think it means
I keep hearing
ass.
Bad gal in my head, but
bad
that's
gal.
Not it.
Yeah,
bad
gyat. Anyway, the reason that this
She's
friendship-
She's got a bunda.
A bunda. The reason that they broke up was, and they put a little sad face emoji, so I'm thinking this person cut them out. They grew a bigger gyat.
Bunda.
Bunda than me.
Yeah.
Cut them out because their ass got too big? They looked better than me, so we can't be friends.
That was a real thing, though, growing up.
Yeah.
Purposely making your friends look like shit so you'd look better.
What do you mean, making them look like shit?
This would happen to my friend. My friend had friends where she knew that she couldn't ask them how she looked in outfits because the person that she was talking to would purposely try and dress her to look worse.
Wow. That's not a friend. Wow.
I think it's the psyche of a teenage girl's mind.
Yeah, true. Because we all, that women see each other as competition.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So interesting. But it's a real thing.
Girls can be so mean.
Yeah.
She, oh, okay. This is related. She encouraged me to ask out my crush, even though they were secretly seeing each other. That is so mean.
It's so mean. That is scandalous. I wouldn't be a friend anymore.
No. Yeah, I'm with
like,
you, babe.
It's one thing. Okay, so it's one thing. It's just a crush, right? Like, you're not dating, but you feel ownership of your crushes.
Yeah.
And then it's one thing that, like, she's secretly sleeping with the crush. You could get over that.
Yeah.
You could have the conversation.
But it's the fact that she...
Why? Why would you let me ask them out?
Because there's... Like, that's
so mean.
Because you're so vulnerable when you do that too.
Yeah. Really harsh.
Fuck her.
I knew a girl who was, like, thinking that her boyfriend was cheating on her and was going to her best friend and being like, I don't know, I think he's cheating on me. I found these colored hairs in the bed, rah, rah. And the best friend was like, no, I think everything's fine.
It was her.
And when I heard those stories, this was years ago, and I still am like,
oh my God, the Olivia Rodrigo scream.
I also, yeah, that was a bit, wasn't it? Mm. That was quite good, actually.
That's nice. Must be that sleep apnea machine.
Olivia, if you need me on your next album, darling. But yeah, I still think about it all the time. And I also think that hopefully I never find myself in a situation where I'm cheating with someone because I couldn't keep it in.
No.
I'm just a blabbermouth.
You tell your partner, like, guess what I did?
I was sleeping with my best friend's boyfriend and they were like, oh my God, I found a hair. And I'd be like,
it's me.
Guess.
It's me.
Didn't you notice I got my hair blonde recently?
It's
It's me.
Yeah, me. My period was 10 days late and I was like, everyone, I might be pregnant.
Everyone. No, yeah, I'd really have a hard time. Mm. I'd be like, oh my God, I have the funniest thing to tell you.
I'm sleeping with your boyfriend.
I knew that there was like a juicy affair happening at my workplace and there was like a couple of people that didn't know. And I almost let it slip so many times because I just like off cusp be like, what about that?
Yeah. I got four more for you. These are the best ones. She refused to get the COVID vaccination. She got a fake certificate and then got a job in the ICU.
Nah, X'd out. Hardcore X'd out. I stopped being friends with someone because they were pro anti-vax and protesting masks. I cut them out of my life.
Good.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I sent them a lengthy message about why I was cutting them out and I cut them out.
Did you really? Good for you.
Yeah.
Receipts. And here you go. This is why.
Seven.
You're not my friend. Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
I was thoroughly against that.
This next one I think you'll enjoy. She couldn't take a call about my breakup because she was watching Madagascar with her boyfriend. She was watching Madagascar, the movie.
You know, I see both sides.
What? No, but she was like, I need to talk to you. I'm going through a breakup. And she's like, sorry, I'm busy. I'm watching a children's film.
What if it was the eighth call about the breakup?
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I can't, I'm too cynical.
Yeah. I did.
Also, you know when you're really in a good movie?
Yeah. I have cancelled people's calls before because I'm like enjoying my dessert. It's like 8 p.m. Yeah. It's like my dessert time watching a movie. It's like, I don't want to talk right now.
I don't understand. Like, no one would expect you to like go and hang out with someone at 9:30 at night.
No.
Some people would, but they're not in my life.
No.
So why do you expect me to answer a phone call at that time?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not talking to people.
What if it was at like 4 p.m.?
Oh, there's just too many options here.
All right. So we're a Madagascar girl side. All right. So if I was going through a breakup, you wouldn't answer my call?
Probably not. If I was really deep in a movie.
Okay. I'm going to send you an email. I'm going to cut you out.
Yeah.
Next one I can relate to. The reason that they stopped being friends with someone is they ate chips too loud. I followed up. I replied to her. I was like, this is iconic. And she said she'd come over to my house and ask for snacks. And I'd say we'd have no chips. We had chips.
Yeah, I can see you being like, no, Grace, I can't do it anymore.
Can't be friends with you anymore. I can't eat around you. No, it's just I would hang out with you, but never in food eating spaces.
Let's go get a facial.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Well, okay, look, misophonia is a thing I suffer with, and I know it's a me problem. And so I don't make people change. I just like remove myself from situations if
you
I have
start
to.
Wearing headphones in public?
Sometimes.
Big ones.
Yeah, big headphones.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't. It hasn't been an issue where I've had to do that. If I'm eating at the same time as you, it's actually not an issue. If you're the only one eating, I want to kill myself.
I was eating something really loud the other day and I was very self-conscious. So I was like,
Because it was around me?
No. I was just like, you know when you can hear your chew and it's really loud? This one was extra loud and I was like, God, people can hear me chewing. This is so embarrassing.
Because I also don't want to tell people because I don't want people to be self-conscious eating around me. Yeah, it's a me thing. It's not a you thing. Yeah. But this is funny. She cut her out.
It's like
final one. This is shocking. My jaw hit the floor and I actually received this message while I was on a walk and Siri read it out to me in my headphones. It was iconic. I cut a friend out because I told her my sister had cancer. She told me she needed $80 for a birthday weekend in 3 weeks because I didn't know if I could attend. Because my sister got diagnosed with cancer. My sister survived. The friendship did not.
Yeah, that's X'd out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry you're going through it, but also I've put a deposit down.
For $80. Cover my heart. My sister just got diagnosed with cancer. Cover me, babe.
I love when people just have no self-awareness.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
The money. I'm always good for paying you back, but when people are like real stingy about it.
Yeah, no.
Especially if you're going through something emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Bye. Cut them out.
You have to be Gonskis.
Yeah.
That's and you know, friendship. She's probably still saying like, well, she cut me out because let's be honest, she's poor.
Yeah.
She couldn't pay me money.
Mm.
And I'm not talking about her sister's cancer right now. That has nothing to do with the money.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah.
Anyway.
Shocked. Anyway, that was friendship breakups. If you would like to contribute to those segments, I do the call outs every now and then on my stories. You're just going to have to follow me.
Feel free to lie.
You can lie. Give me something juicy next time. Thank you. And you can also email us a story if you would like us to read it out in the podcast. We do like hearing your stories. We don't have much time, but are we going to talk about what's on your social media feeds at the moment?
Yeah, I want to talk about it.
Go on.
SNL skits.
Yes. Oh, my God.
So funny.
Because Kristen Wiig
was
back on SNL. I love her.
She's slayed.
Yeah, she did so good. I actually didn't watch it, but I've been watching like all of the throwback clips, like Denise.
Yeah.
And like, turn it.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of them and then like old ones have also been popping up. And like SNL sometimes is really funny.
If I dream job for me.
SNL. Yeah.
Well. I would do SNL. It's a high. It's a high goal.
Yeah.
But I would
you gotta have them, babe.
I would love to do SNL, but we don't really have much like that here in Australia.
Do you want to be a part of the cast or you want to host it one night?
I want to be part of the cast.
Yeah, cool.
No, I don't think I have host energy yet.
Mm. Well, I mean, Kim K did it, so you could do it.
That's true. Mm. I'm not famous enough to host yet.
You're not quite there.
Yet.
I think give it a year.
Yet. A year? Mm. Wow. Hectic.
Claiming it.
Because I think
claiming this energy.
I think I'm good at SNL. Yeah. I would love to do SNL.
Yeah, it's really
SNL,
funny.
Can you hire me?
You could be a 5-timer, like Kirsten Wiig.
Oh, my God. She's so good.
She's really funny.
Yeah.
What's on your TikTok?
That algorithm? As well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Great.
Well, we got to wrap up the episode, so we've been talking too long.
Sorry, guys. Go watch the SNL skits. They're really funny.
I am so into it. Denise. And I'm Denise. She's so good. I love her. Don't make me sing.
Don't make me sing.
I could quote
her. That was really funny.
I could quote her forever. Hey, Shonda. Chicken man. You know that one? The chicken man. Anyway, I'm going to shut up.
All right.
Cut me out as a friend.
Bye. Gosh.
Love you. Bye.